Okay, I want to discuss a few short things relating to the Tkiyah Shofar. We began yesterday. We began yesterday with the Tkiyah Shofar. So I want to review. An idea. Two ideas on the nusach of Shofaris. Remember, there are two major brachas that we make. There are two major brachas we make on Rosh Hashanah for the blowing of the Shofar. We make Asher Kiddushanu Bebitzvesa Vitzivanu Lishmoya Kol Shofar, and then we make the Shechayanu, and then in the Nusach HaTfilah we have the whole section of the third of the Shemona Esrei is devoted to Shofaris. We have 10 Psukim where we focus on Shofaris, and the Chasima is Ki Ata Yu Hashem Shoneya Kol Shofar Umazin Tirua, and you hearken to the Tirua. Ve'in Daimelach, there's no one like you, Hashem. Baruch Ato Hashem Shoneya Kol Tiruas Amo Yisrael Berachamim. Okay, so that's the second bracha. It's a very important. You know, we don't think about it like this. We don't think about that in Rosh Hashanah. We're making two major brachas. Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah V'tzvanu L'shmoya Kol Shofar, and then the Chasima in the Nusach of the Shemona Esrei is this, the end of the Shofar. So we conclude with this Nusach. Okay, so yesterday we discussed the difference. We discussed yesterday why in the first bracha we make the bracha Shmei Kol Shofar, and why at the Chasima do we say Baruch Atah Hashem Shmei Kol Truas Amo Yisrael Berachamim? We don't say Shofar. The word Shofar is omitted, and it is replaced with the word Tiruah. So just to review from yesterday, the reason is because when we're making the bracha on the Shofar, the actually blowing of the Shofar, which is the Daraisa, so in the Torah itself, it does not say the word Shofar. All it says is Yom Tiruah.
No.
What does it say Shofar? By Yom Kippur.
By Yovel.
But not in Rosh Hashanah. Yovel, but not for Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, not for Rosh Hashanah.
For the mitzvahs Hayom, it does not say the word Shofar. It just says Yom Tiruah Yihyeh Lachem.
The paragraph from the Midbar has 9 times the word Tekiah Tiruah, but doesn't say Shofar. That's what we get.
But it doesn't say just as Yom Tiruah. Yom Tiruah Yihyeh Lachem. So when we're about, how do we know that the Tiruah shall be done through the instrument called the Shofar? We need to come on to a Gzeres Shavah. We need to link the pasuk that said by Rosh Hashanah to the pasuk that said by Yovel, Yom Kippur, to teach us that we're using a shofar. So we need to come on to the Torah Shebaal Peh in order to reveal the nature of the mitzvah in the Torah Shebichsav. So when we're about to be mekayim the mitzvah by actually blowing the shofar, then we make a bracha, we focus on the Torah Shebaal Peh. That we're now going to do what it says in the Torah Shebichsav. Who has taught us what the Torah Shebichsav means? We go to the Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, it says, L'shmoya kol shofar. We focus on the word shofar, which is the word we know through the Torah Shebaal Peh. But when we dive in Shmoneh Esrei, and Shmoneh Esrei is a fulfillment of Torah Shebaal Peh, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the Rosh Hashanah should daven, it's Torah Shebaal Peh. Then when we're doing Torah Shebaal Peh, we make mention of the Torah Shebichsav. In the Torah Shebichsav it says Teruah, Yoim Teruah Yihyeh Lachem. So we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Koil Teruas. Teruas Amo Yisrael Berachamim. We always like to match up what's missing. When you've been Isaac in the mitzvah of Torah Shebichsav, you bring to it a message from Torah Shebaal Peh. When you're busying yourself with tefillah, which is the koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh, you busy yourself, you attach to it a mention of what it says in Torah Shebichsav. That's what we learned yesterday. And I want to tell you another two ideas, which are one, two other ideas which we began to touch upon yesterday. We have, before we wind down, we have the word, Ki ata, you are shomeyas, to listen, kol shofar, umazin, teruah. What's the difference between the word shomeya and the word hazana? So we mentioned this yesterday. Hazinu hashomayim va'adabera. V'sishma ha'oretz imreifi. Who is the speaker? So simply it's Hashem, it's Ruach HaKodesh. Moshe speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemeya means a distance. Has a distance. When you're in Shemayim and you're looking down to this world, there's a very great distance. It's long distance. When it's long distance, you focus on the word Shemeya. When it's short distance, you focus on the word Ha'azana. So we have here two words. We have here Ki Ata Shemeya Kol Shofar Umazin Terua. Okay, so let's just focus on this idea. Terua doesn't just mean a sound of an instrument. The word terua has a connotation of a cry. You cry from your heart. Yoim terua, the targum of terua is yababa. What is yababa? We learn from the mother of Sisera. The mother of Sisera wondered what happened to her child. So it says that the Yabeb aims that she was crying. A cry is something which comes from the heart. An instrument is a physical object which produces a sound, a physical sound, sound waves. When we focus on the sound that comes out of an instrument, we use the word Shemeya. Because Shemeya means a sound from a distance. And in the bigger context, it means it's superficial. You hear a sound far away. Does it have any meaning to you? Not necessarily. But a teruah is a cry. Yom teruah, yom yababa. There we focus on the word ha'azana. Because hazana means it has a kind of a close listening, which in this context means you listen to the message of the heart. You're able to hear if a person speaks with compassion. Let's say you go in front of a judge and you beg for mercy. The judge doesn't just, he may hear the sound of what you're saying, but he also hears the cry, he hears the emotion, he hears the plea, he hears the desperation. That is the Torah. What?
There are different sounds.
Different sounds. So the word Torah is the more emotional sound. For the emotional sound, we have the word Hazana. So that's what it says in Nusach HaTfilah. Ki you Hashem Ribbono Shel Olam ki ata shomea. You listen. You listen to the kol shofar. You listen to the kol, the sound of the shofar, which means the physical sound. There's an instrument that's blowing. What?
Shomea is hearing.
But it's a superficial hearing.
Yeah.
So when you hear a sound coming out of an instrument, it's a super. I hear a sound.
Hearing, not listening.
Hearing and listening.
You hear, and you are also mazin. You are. What does it mean, mazin? Mazin means to pay close attention, to listen, not to hear, but to listen. To listen. What do you listen to? To the teruah. To the teruah. To means to the cry, the emotional plea that comes forward from Klal Yisrael when they daven before you. Okay, now let's just go. Now here are the negative. We'll put this together in a moment. Ve'ein doimelach. Now, why over here do we have the words ve'ein doimelach? So here in this sefer, the Pardes Yosef Hechodosh by Rabbi Mandelbaum, he explains. He goes on a different derech and he explains that based on the Gemara talk, the Gemara Masechta Megillah says that it is impossible for a human being to hear two things at the same time. Zohar v'shamar by Matan Torah. Zohar v'Hashem. Hashem says at the same time Zohar v'shamar, but it's really impossible to hear both of them. That's why we do neither. You can't hear either one. Hashem said Zohar v'Shamar at the same time. Most of Klal Yisrael and Hashem v'Shabbos. Why? Because Hashem said Zohar v'Shamar at the same time. They canceled each other out. Chas v'Shalom.
The shofar told shofar is not,
you know,
depends what you hear.
Oh, so that's what we're
talking
about. Now the Gemara is a question really, but the Gemara says, but by Megillah, when it comes to something that is chaviv, the Gemara says you could hear trekoli. Tosfos says, what does it mean? That is a very big fish. If it's not for Tosfos, you would say you can hear two calls. The sin means, yeah, I could hear two things at the same time. Tosfos says, no, that's not what it means. It means that you can focus on one of the two. if something is not chaviv, it's not precious, it's not beloved, then I can't hear what you're saying. There's too much interference. You're talking, I can't pay attention, I can't hear. But if what is being said is chaviv, it's beloved, it gives me the ability to zoom in on one of the two sounds. Tosfos says in Masechta Megillah, he says it doesn't mean you hear both sounds at the same time. Two people are learning the Megillah at the same time. Because the Megillah is chaviv, you in your mind have the ability to focus on one of the two people who's learning the Megillah and pay attention to him, and not to feel the interference, not to be distracted by the interference from someone else. Because by a human being, it is impossible to listen to two things at the same time. When you see, you can see a million things at the same time. But sound, you cannot pay attention. The mind cannot process two sounds at the same time. If it's chaviv, you can not be distracted by another sound. But that's what Tosfos says. Therefore, that is why we say here, the ein doimelach. Now, what does it mean, the ein doimelach? So the explanation of the Erech Pshat is that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they blew two things at the same time. They blew the shofar, and they blew the chatzitzres. So they blew the shofar. So we, it's chaviv, we only focus when we listen to the mitzvah of the Kohen, we listen to the shofar. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told us to blow both the shofar and the trumpets, the chatzitzres. Hashem is infinite. Hashem can listen to two sounds at the same time. So al derech pshat, that's why it says here in the Nusach HaTfilah, the ein doimelach in the bracha of shofars. Being that shofars were accompanied by the chatzitzres, and there are two different types of sounds that are being sounded at the same time. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no limitation, like human beings. We can't pay attention to both at the same time. So we have to draw our attention to the shofar at the expense of focusing on the chatzitzres. But by Yuh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no limit. So Yuh HaKadosh Baruch Hu can hear the shofar, can hear the shofar and the chatzitzres, the ein doime loch. There's no one like it. This is derech pshat in the nusach. However, al derech drush, you can say a little, say something. He alludes to this. What I'm about to say, he doesn't say it outright, but he alludes to this. Is that's why? What are we saying in the nusach tefillah? Ki ata you Hashem, you are shemeya koil truas. You first start off. Ki ata you Hashem, you do two things. Number one, you are shemeya. Koil shofar. So the word shamea means superficial. Koil shofar means the sound that comes out of the horn. That's number one. Number two, what else do, Hashem? You're also mazin. You listen carefully to what? Trua to trua. What's trua? The cry. The plea of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah, they pour out their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the pasuk goes on, the nusach goes on, the ein doimelach. You, Hashem, are able to hear both of them together. When the Baal Tokeya, when he blows that sound, that superficial sound, you, Hashem, are able to hear in that superficial sound the emotion, the cry of the heart that comes forward from Klal Yisrael at the same moment in time. And that's the Chasim, Baruch Atah Hashem. Look what we do with the list Chasimah. We combine the two together. Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, you are Shemeya, Koil, Teruas Amo, Yisrael Barachamim. Should it not say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemeya, Kol Shofar, the call of the shofar, umazin teruas amo. Should that not be the chasima? Since the lead into the Baruch Atah Hashem was the shemeya kol shofar, umazin terua. So would we not expect that when we wind down Baruch Atah Hashem, it should be shemeya kol shofar, umazin teruas amo Yisrael berachamim. The reason why we do not do that is because we said one moment ago, the Ein Doimeloch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to combine two different things into one. A human being cannot possibly listen to two calls at the same time, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can merge together two different sounds. So that's why we say the Ein Doimeloch, and now we make that Chassin Baruch Atah Hashem, we synthesize the two. You are Shamea Koil, we leave out the word Shofar, and we then replace it with the word Truah, because we've synthesized, and that sound of the Shofar, Hashem hears not just the physical sound, but He also hears the emotion that accompanies it through the cry of Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's just go to an own quick word we did. We spoke about this last year. I think we have a bunch. I want to review some of the basics, because I have here new material. And you look in your, we all know there's something called the Makri. The person who calls, says to the Baal Tokeya, Tekiya, Shvarim Teruah, Tekiya. And after each, the Makri, the caller, the one who calls out. And after the Makri calls out, the Baal Tokeya, he blows it. Tekiya, Shvarim Teruah, Tekiya. It's not a hefsik. You would ask, how is the Makri allowed to say Tekiya? Is it in a hefsik? No, it's all for the purpose of the blowing of the Shofar. Now, did you ever go to a shul where you heard after you finished the first set, Tekiya, Tekiya, Shvarim Teruah, Tekiya, Tekiya, Shvarim Teruah, Tekiya, Tekiya, Shvarim Teruah, Tekiya, and after he finishes the last Tekiya, the Makri calls out, Shave. Right, we spoke about this last year. Shave, sit down. If you look in the Machzorim, the good Machzorim, it's well, the old Machzorim, but even some of them, the it all says Shave.
In my show, I've heard a few people come
in. Shave. In the art scroll, they've taken it out. That was a big no-no. That was a big mistake. They took it out. I don't know. I don't know why they took it out. What does it mean? Why people don't do it today? They don't. But it used to be done. What does it mean? Why is it done? What exactly does it mean? So the truth is, it's a very big mystery. It's a very big mystery what it means, what it's doing there, and a lot of people have come along recently and done research to try to uncover the deeper meaning of why it says shave, and if the Makri is supposed to say shave. So it seems that it was done, it was shave, and here are the different reasons. Number one is we want to indicate that these are the tekiyos de yeshiva. Now let me give you an example. This is a very nice example that he gives over here in the Parashas HaChadosh. I don't know if he quotes from someone. What happens if you come to shul and there's no levi? For laning. There's a kohen and there's a Yisraelim, but there is no levi. So what is the halacha? You give the kohen two aliyahs, double. Get two aliyahs. Now the problem is, why can't you give a Yisrael in the place of a Levi? You may make a mistake and think that the Yisrael is a Levi. So why can't we give another coin?
A second coin?
Because then they're going to think the first coin was possible. They're repeating was possible. So what do we do? So what do we do? So how is it noticeable that we give him two aliyahs? So today it's very easy because he just makes the bracha twice. Didn't I hear that sound before my mind? And people notice the same kohen makes four brachas. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem makes the bracha twice. But the problem was in ancient times. It used to be the meaning in ancient times when you got on Monday, Thursday, what was the procedure? The kohen made the first bracha, and the Yisrael made the end bracha. And the Kohen did not make a concluding bracha, and the Levi he got a raw deal. The Levi did not make a bracha altogether. It's very interesting. The Kohen gets the bracha Rishayna, the Yisrael gets the bracha Acharayna, and the Levi no bracha, nothing at all. So what happens in ancient times when there's a Kohen, there's only a Kohen, and there is no Levi? So the Kohen gets two aliyahs. How is it noticeable that the Kohen is getting two aliyahs? How do you show people will just think it's one continuous aliyah? People are going to go out of the shul and say, well, today they only gave two aliyahs. The Kohen laned, there was some pause in the middle, they probably had a shiloh with the same thing was kosher apostle, there was a pause in the middle, and then the Yisrael got up, and that was curtains, that was it. What do they do here in this shul? Conservative shul. They only give two aliyahs. What happened here? So it says in the Masechta Soferim, Mamish Masechta Seifim Masechta from Tanoim. That if you have a Kohen Levi, a Kohen, and you don't have a Levi, you have to go to give the Kohen to Elias. The Kohen should sit down in the middle. Shave. He should sit down. Because by sitting down, you're certainly going to take note. The Kohen sat down. Even though normally no one sits down for the whole Kriyas Torah, you stand the whole thing from beginning to end. There's no need to. You should sit down. And then he sit down for a few moments. And then get up. And then, in order to indicate that there was a hefsek. So shave, you see a precedent. In the Mishmasech, the Sofim, that sitting down is a way to indicate, is a way to a delay tactic, or a way to make an indication that there's something going on over here. The Kohen is getting two aliyahs. So some want to suggest it's exactly why we sit down, because we are two sets of, there's two sets of tekiyas. Tekiyas, the yeshiva, we learned this before, and the tekiyas, the amida. The tekiyas, the amida, what we do during the amida, during the Shemona Esrei, during the Chazar Sashat, or Nusach Sfarad, even during the Shemona Esrei, still the Shemona Esrei itself, there are the tekiyas, the amida. And then there are tekiyas, the yeshiva. So the tekiyas, the yeshiva, really mean we should be sitting down when we do these. In fact, that used to be the minhag. In the Varamiza, in Worms, in the half day, all the minhagim Worms, the only one that stood for the tekiyas was the Baal Tokeya and the Makre. But the Tzibur sat. Because indeed, these are the tekiyas, the yeshiva. Bizman hazeh, it's our minhag that we stand. We're very nervous, so we stand for everything. But in order to show that these are the tekiyas, the yeshiva, in contrast to the tekiyas, the amida, and these are tekiyas which are the oraisa, in contrast to the tekiyas during the Shemona Esrei, which are tekiyas the rabbanon, it was a minute of time immemorial for the makre to make that indication. After you finish each set, shave. Everyone sit down. Everyone sit down in order that it should be noticeable that these are the tekiyas, the yeshiva. Okay, that's one time. That's one reason given why we do this. Another reason given is we want to give people time to say the vidui. We tell the Baal Tokeya, don't get carried away now. Take a break. We tell them, shave, in order to allow the people in the tzibur to be misvad. It's a very big thing. There's a lot of discussion about this. The ideal time to be misvad, to confess one's sins, is in between the sets of tekiyas. Now, we don't do today, and this has fallen into disuse, we don't do this anymore. In fact, we don't do shave, we just go straight. But you look at the Mefarshim, this is the zman. Now is the zman for a person to confess personal sins. I did this avera, I did that avera, I spoke during davening, I said Lashon Hara about the rabbi, I did this, I did that. You're supposed to be misvada your personal sins between, therefore you have to give the tzibur time, take a lot of time, huh? Shave, sit. Okay, so this somehow we don't do. Okay, in Varmiza, now someone is saying shave is Rashi Tevais, for Satan, sin, Beis is Bereach, to run away. And this all goes back to ancient times, is that we're very obsessed with the Satan. I remember, I told you this last year, I remember that one year went to shul, and the Baal Tekeya, perfect blowing. Perfect, more perfect than perfect. Someone was commenting, unbelievable. I never heard such tekiyas. I remember years ago when you know they could barely get a tekiya out. So the person said, someone very clever said, it's not a good thing when the tekiyas go too easy. Because that means, you know what that means? The tekiyas are perfect. It means the Satan says, you people, you're not even worthy that I should bother with you. If the tekiyas, they are proud, if the Satan comes, that's a good sign. You know why it's a good sign? It means something big is happening. Big things, big simchas are happening. People, big events are on the way. Big yeshuas are on the way. The Satan doesn't like that. The Satan. So if the Satan has to come to make trouble, it's a very good sign. It means big things are happening here. And the Satan is a little upset, so he comes. Don't worry, we'll win. But you never heard of a shul that didn't get out. They made it. At the very end, it may take another 10 minutes, but they will prevail. If there's no problem, it's not good. The Satan doesn't need to bother to come. So in ancient times, we were much more obsessed with the Satan. The Satan Taka came with the Gedolei Yisrael. People were on a much higher spiritual level. Things were happening at Tekiah Shofar. It wasn't like, unfortunately, sometimes, I was like, this is just no big deal. Like, the whole thing doesn't have any time. So you would say, Satan, Bereach, get out of here. Shave is Rosh Teva. Satan, Bereach, get away. I was thinking today, we did today, HaKol Hoyamid HaOfar, VeHaKol Shov El HaOfar, to return. We learned today that pasuk is Meram is on Tchias HaMesim. The word, when you blow the shofar represents Tchias HaMesim. Shofar is Vayibach Be'apov Nishmas Chayim. Vayihi, Vayom Ahu, you talk about a shofar gadol, one of the Eretz Asher. The blowing of the shofar represents Tchias HaMesim. It represents the beginning of life. Vayibach Be'apov Nishmas Chayim. Vayihi Ha'odam L'nefesh Chaya. So, I don't know, it's a drush, this is not what it says in the Sefer, but you say shave, we learned today the pasuk is HaKol Hoyamin HaOfar, VeHakol Shav El HaOfar. The neshama originally was hosted by a creature that came from the Ofar, VeHakol, and that all of the neshamas will one day shav, they will return to be hosted once again by that very same dust. They will be Tchias HaMesim. After we blow the shofar with Meranes, Shav. Is it shave or is it shav? Is it shave or is it shav? Return. We've blown the shofar. It's time for there to be the kibbutz golius, the returning of Klal Yisrael, the beginning of and the return. So these are some of the ideas of why we say shave. Tekiyus the miyushav, to review, it's the tekiyus the miyushav. Or we want to give a chance to people to say the viduyim, take a break. This is Chavek. Sit down, let people now say the vidui, or Satan Bereach, or our drush. We've done that, we've blown the shofar. Now it's time for there to be the kibbutz golius and Tchias HaMesim.